like a child, staring at the beauty of the king. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our king. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our king.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, he is beautiful in all his ways. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You're welcome again to your morning energizer, your morning faith boost. I believe that you are great, ready to go. Yes, I know for some of us, it's like in the evening, and for some, it's late at night. I believe you're ready to go to bed and then wake up, have a great day, or just ending your day in a very glorious, glorious way. It's always great to be here. And then, I'm thinking really of changing from morning faith boost to daily faith boost. Let me know what you think about that. Because it's morning for those of us GMT, plus 1, 2, 3. A few of us, maybe Nigeria, London and all. All right. But then it's we midnight, nighttime and all. But let me know what you think about that. All right. Daily faith boost. So that whatever time of the day you get to listen, it's still your daily faith boost. All right. And I'm here as God empowers me, to just bring God's word. All right. Bring the reality of God's word to you daily. I believe this has been a blessing. Let me know. Just drop a comment, and please, if you do not mind, you could send an email to lanre.onosanya.ministry01@gmail.com. Just share the testimony. Let's know how these morning faith boosts have been a blessing, how they've helped you, strengthened you. Hey, come on, let me hear from you, right? And don't forget to share. Let somebody be a part of this blessing. Let the word spread. Let it spread. You could create a broadcast list, and then just bring a whole lot of your people on and just share the link, all right? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So we are on day 4, episode 4, on what do you see? So I'm asking, what do you see? God is asking, what do you see? Life is asking, what do you see? And for real, this most times is that differential, all right, between victory, defeat, that line, that mark, all right? Are we winning? Are we losing? What's happening to us? Is this, matter drowning us, or are we coming out stronger? Jesus already said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Okay, so be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. The Amplified ends it better. It says, I have deprived the world of power to harm you. But he said, listen, in this world, you will have tribulation. So that there will be challenges, yes. All right, that things, sometimes when you learn faith, you just have that feeling, I learned faith, so it means everything should just be smooth, no problem at all. So when things show up, we feel, no, now, but I'm learning faith. I'm walking by faith. The fact that you walk by faith is the assurance of the victory. Did you get that? Walking by faith is not the assurance of there would be no issue. All right, there will be nothing trying to rear up his ugly head. No, walking by faith is the assurance of victory. It's easy to talk faith. It's easy to, speak God's word when you got some, quite some cash, right? It's easy to talk God's word when your body's fine. It's easy to, just go out, goodness of God. All of a sudden, the symptom goes beyond 2-3 days, and then, what now? Money doesn't flow the way you want it to flow. You need to keep talking God's word. Don't forget what we looked at, all right, yesterday, right? Your fact doesn't deny your faith. Abraham, did not deny the fact that his body was as good as dead, but he was still strong in faith, all right? The fact, this is the situation, did not weaken Abraham's faith. No, Abraham's faith was intact. So, money seems to drop, or the doctor says the lump is getting bigger. All of that does not disturb your faith. Okay, if it does, it means you need a double dose, maybe a triple dose on faith. You need to get back on God's word and like, hey, I've got to feed on God's word. And that's what this week's series and a lot of things that we'll be bringing to you by the help of the Spirit of God will deal with, how to see things from God's own perspective. So are you ready for today? Glory, glory, glory to God. So we're picking largely Colossians chapter 3, the first two verses, Colossians 3, 1 and 2. So King James, all right, says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. That's King James. And I'm going to read the NLT and we'll, are you ready? Okay, so NLT says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, all right? Since you have, right? You're born again, so you have, all right? So since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven. I love this part. All right, I'll read it again. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. So what we're picking from this translation, all right, this version, is set your sights on the realities of heaven. I've had to tell us for about two episodes now that there are two realities, all right? We have the earthly reality, we have the heavenly reality, we have the physical reality, we have the spiritual reality. Remember the story about Elisha, right? And his servant. All right, the guy feels, hey, master, we are surrounded. We are overwhelmed. But Elisha says, no more are they that are with us than they that are with them. Until the young man's eyes were opened, he didn't understand it. There are two realities. Physical reality, the situation you're going through, it's ugly. All right, marriage seems tough. All right, your children maybe might be acting funny. Health might be down. Okay, whatever it is that might be going on, it is a physical reality. You can see it. And this is where people say, hey, face the fact. This is it. Yes, it is a physical reality, but there are spiritual realities. And that's why I like the NLT, where it says, set your sights. Please understand this. If you have NLT, please read it. Please read this verse in NLT. Please. All right? Please. Seriously. Set your sights on the realities of heaven. It's an effort. This is an instruction. This is going to take an effort. Okay, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. So the things of this earth, the physical realities, they will fill your mind. They would fill your view. You are the one who will say, no, I raise my sight. I would rather think about the realities of heaven. So what could the reality of heaven be, for instance? Do you know that as far as heaven is concerned, you have been healed? So in your heavenly reality, you are not the sick, you are the healed. So symptoms all over your body, heaven reality, you are healed, all right? In heaven's reality, you are the healed, not the sick. So you now address that symptom from that reality. This is me. Oh, it's not, oh God, heal me. Oh God, before I die. And really, there are times when the pain gets that excruciating, that's what many people just can easily blot out. But I'm saying, fill your heart, please, with the realities of heaven, so that even at those moments, you can still say, I believe I am the healed and I'm standing my ground, protecting my health. Oh, maybe your family has to take you to hospital. So even while you're in the hospital, keep speaking. And most times you get to abandon faith. Oh, because now I'm in the hospital, the doctor knows what to do. And then people get shocked when after a while, the doctor says, sorry, we don't know what to do anymore. They don't want to go dig up faith from where we buried it. No. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, the doctor gives you some prescriptions. You have to take them. Take them, but don't stop speaking the word. Do not stop. Do you understand that there are realities? And the Bible says here, set your sight. NLT, please, all right? Set your sight on the realities of heaven. As far as heaven is concerned, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Physical reality, you see your bills piling up. All right, you've even had to borrow, and then the person you borrowed from is already breathing down your throat. Bills are piling up. You don't know what to do to escape. The more you look at what you're going through, you will keep sinking. Like Peter looking at the wind, he sank. Please understand this. Set your sight on heaven's realities. You have to, and you can't know the reality of heaven if you don't go into God's word. You've got to go into God's word. What does the word tell me? All right. Now, message translation. All right. Still this Colossians, all right, chapter 3, 1 and 2. This is beautiful. Message. So if you are serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, all right. If you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Look at this. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. Now, my take is this last phrase I'm about to read. Message transition verse 2. See things from his perspective. See things. Message transition verse 2 ends with this. See things from his perspective. So you have to see things. All right. Remember, we've been saying, what do you see? How do you see it? And how well do you see what you see? You've got to see things from God's perspective. Listen, it's not enough to know a truth. We've got to be established in that truth. Now, that will obviously be talked for another day, but that's really what we're dealing with here. It's not enough to know, oh, by his stripes, I'm healed. You know, Kenneth Hagin, all right, that Hagin was talking about when he was, you know, paralyzed, you know, deformed heart and incurable blood disease. I mean, was there on the deathbed. And right there, he said he would begin, all right, to see himself die. And then he would see, you know, his, you know, family members mourn. And then him is put in a coffin, all right, the pallbearers, everybody coming around. And then they take him to the graveside. All those pictures play out. And these are some things that thoughts will do to us. They start, you know, you have one pain, and then the thought begins to go, maybe it's breast cancer, or maybe it's this, or maybe it's this, or maybe it's that. But you've got to tell yourself, I know this thing is ugly, but I'm going to see it from God's perspective. Guys, how easy do we think it was for Abraham to change his name? Abraham would have had to trust God, which we see from chapter 12, he was trusting God. He wouldn't have left his father's house if he never trusted God. Abraham trusted God. Did you get that? Abraham trusted God. So God now tells him, listen, I move your name from Abraham. I'm moving it to Abraham, father of many nations, because that's how I see you. Abraham walks away from there and says, hey, everybody, my new name, father of many nations. Those who giggle, those who, you know, mock, and, you know, they will do that. But Abraham stays. Abraham decides to see things from the perspective of God. God told Abraham, look at the stars, so shall your seed be. Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. So this is a man, all right, knowing that this is my natural situation, but this is what God is telling me. I will choose to see things from his perspective. You got to get this. You've got to get this. I will choose to see things from his perspective. And you find out that there are many things God has said about your finances. There's what God has said about your home, your possibility of getting married. All right. Now, humanly, it will say, oh, the chances are slim. I mean, considering your age right now, I mean, the chances are like 2 out of 10. All right. You know, but what is God's perspective. It's easy for everybody to say, hey, God specializes, all right, in doing the impossible. Now, we could know that truth, but we might not be established in the truth. How do you become established in the truth? You let it sink into your heart. You let it fill your thoughts. And this is what the Word of God expects us to do. Don't forget, Message ends by saying, see things from His perspective. See things. I beg you. See things from His perspective. I'm going to read the Amplified now. AMP, all right? Amplified says, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in His resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on the things that are on the earth, which are only of temporal value or which have only temporal value. Now, if you notice, I'm staying on Colossians chapter 3, 1 and 2. I'm highlighting a few parts, all right? A few portions of, all right, these different, you know, versions. And I want you to get this. Okay, verse 2 of Amplified, not Amplified Classic, we're going to get there soon. Amplified says, set your mind and keep focused habitually. This builds up on what we just read from Message, which talks about perspective. Set your mind. I know you see lack. I know maybe, you know, it almost seems as if you won't get out of it. No, set your mind on prosperity. Set your mind on abundance. Set your mind. Please don't forget what God told Abraham, Genesis 13. Look northward, southward, eastward, westward, as far as your eyes can see. I will give it to you. As far. Other things might seem so real and they are calling for your attention. Me. Look at me. Me. Look at me. They are calling for your attention. Please amplify. It tells you in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above. Please understand this. Keep focused habitually. This takes my mind to, you know, Proverbs chapter 4, right, from verse 20, that says, my son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep it in front of you. Keep it in front. Does that mean I have to read, you know, while driving, keep a book in front of me? No, you know, that wouldn't be ideal, all right? Oh, should I walk down the road and then hold a book all over my face? No, it means you meditate on the word till it paints a picture. It paints a picture because words are pictures. If I say black cat, you don't see B-L-A-C-K, all right, C-A-T. You literally picture a black cat. If I say what now? A white cat. You don't see the words. You see the picture. If I say gray chair, if I say blue shoe, all right, you picture. You don't see the words. You see pictures. So when you begin to think health, while the pictures of sickness, death, fear might be ravaging you, the more you meditate on health, your new meditation, which is health, begins to rise up. And then it overpowers your former meditation, which was death, which was fear, which was sickness, which was something might go wrong with me. You know, maybe one day I'll just, if my family members will come back home, I'll be on the floor dead. Whatever it is, you know, your new thought will overpower you and it will affect what you see. So rather than you seeing yourself dying, even when the pain is excruciating, you just keep seeing yourself coming out of it because you're reprogramming your vision. Did you get that? You're reprogramming your vision. So again, Amplified says, set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things, all right, that are on the earth. The last part I'm emphasizing again, which have only temporal value. Whatever it is you're facing is temporal, all right? It's short-lived. It has a short lifespan. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church in, you know, 2 Corinthians, and the fourth verse, all right, this is a fourth chapter, rather, the 17th verse, okay, he says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The 18th verse says, while we look not at the things which we see, but at the things which we do not see, for the things which we see, they are temporal. The things which we do not see are eternal. Listen, your spirit man is eternal and spiritual realities are eternal. Physical things are temporal. So do not live your life focused on the temporal. They are subject to change. That's why you shouldn't even try to be, enjoy your car, enjoy your house, enjoy your laptop. Listen, we're going to enjoy these things. We're going to make use of them. Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and 17 that God gives us richly all things to enjoy. So enjoy these things, but do not be attached to them. Don't be, because they are temporal. They are subject to change. If you remember what we used to call the Mercedes V-boot, you know, that V-boot Benz, you know, a lot of that. Nobody talks about it anymore. It's like so gone, so forgotten. All right. So like forever gone. All right. You know, so now I know certain people still use it. In case you know someone, if I remember using it, I'm not saying this disparagingly. I'm just saying, hey, we know it's gone. It's not current. And it's not current like 10 years ago. It's things shift. It's like, you know, in the 80s when you get the Volkswagen Beetle. Ooh, but hey, no, not 2020. So imagine people attached to it. All right, imagine, you know, so the things we get attached to, they are fleeting. They pass away. But the issue is these things intentionally come to distract us from the spiritual things. Do you understand what I'm saying? They come to distract us. Remember what Jesus was sharing in the parable of the sower? Those that fell among thorns, all right, the seed, the word that fell among thorns, they were growing. It was really like seriously growing. Okay, but suddenly the thorns, Bible said, came up and choked it. The thorns came up, choked it, and then it couldn't produce fruit. And what were the things that choked it? Bible calls it the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things, or the lust of other things. They come in and then they choke it. So this earth, the things here have a way of coming to take our attention. You know, they come with intention to distract. They, you know, they steal your thoughts away, steal your mind away. But Bible says they are temporal. Oh, but the pain is your body. That pain is temporal. Your spiritual reality. Listen, if heaven would show you, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Guys, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 says, all of us, okay, with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, were changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. I'll take that again. We all, okay, with unveiled faces, all right? Our faces are no longer covered, unveiled, all right? We all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, okay? We are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So you've got to get this. So that means the person we see in the mirror is the glory of God. The person in front of the mirror, all right, has to keep looking and keep transforming. That's what's going to happen. But things will keep coming to distract you. All right. So you have pains all over your body, very uncomfortable. You want to spend time on healing. Now, if you spend time on God's word where healing is concerned, it will take the pain away. But the pain itself will call for so much attention that you cannot face the word. And then, do you see this? So the pain takes your attention. You cannot focus on the word. And it's in focusing on the word that the word will deal with the pain. He sent his word and healed them. Do you understand that? So you focus on prosperity such that ideas and creativity and the wisdom of God begin to flow through you. But the lack and the insufficiency and all the things you want to worry about, they drown you and stop you from staying on the word. And it's in staying on that word that the need will be met. It's in staying on the Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. It's in that. So this is a trick. All right, these thorns, like Jesus called them, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things, they would come in, entering in, they would choke things. They will. So Amplified is telling us here they are temporal. Now let's read the Amplified Classic. All right. It says, if then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures, all right, that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And set, please watch this, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, in bracket, the higher things. and not the things that are on the earth, the higher things. Set your mind, verse 2 says, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things. I'll take that again. Set your mind and keep them set on what is above, that is, in bracket, the higher things. Don't forget Isaiah 55. We saw that yesterday. My ways are higher. So basically, go to God's word. God's word is higher. Go to God's word. The doctors have given you a report. God's report is higher. Your bank statement shows you an obvious report. God's report is higher. Your body gives you a report. God's report is higher. Please take note of the things I'm emphasizing in these different, you know, Bible translations. And I would love that you look through them. Listen to this again. Look through them. Look through them. Take note of these points that I'm highlighting for your good, all right, for your own benefit. So something is higher. God's revelation concerning you. God sees you like Superman. I mean, like Gideon trying to hide wheat, all right, you know, for his family members, all right, hiding from the Midianites. And then the angel comes to say, you mighty man of valor. Listen, the greatest image, all right, you should have about yourself is not going to come from your friends. No matter how much they love you. The greatest image you should have about yourself can't come from you. It comes from God and from his word. You have to come into the New Testament and see, what does God say about me? Oh, you feel people don't love, people don't appreciate me. Go to the word. Go to the word. And then train yourself. Issue is, we've trained ourselves to so much love human accolades that we have very little value for God's word. I mean, I appreciate people when they love you. I appreciate people when they love on you and you intentionally love people. Do you understand that? But do not let your self-esteem, don't let what you draw, right, where your esteem is concerned. Don't let it be, oh, you know, you're feeding off, you know, so when nobody says anything good, you know, I don't feel good today. Come on. God's got the greatest story to tell about you. He has the greatest truth to say about you. And that's the truth, all right? So you've got to see this. Now, Passion Translation. So I kept this as last because I want to highlight two interesting things here. Are you ready? All right. So Christ's resurrection. Okay, so three important things. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is a place where I should stop, pause, you know. Ooh, okay, if you don't mind, you could join me. Oh, glory to God. This is beautifully said. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Yippee! Hallelujah! Basically, his victory is my victory. You understand? His ascension is my ascension. His sitting is my sitting. Christ's resurrection is my resurrection too. His defeat over the enemy, or his defeat of the enemy, is my defeat of the enemy. Christ's resurrection is my, this, I mean, we should tattoo this somewhere. Christ's resurrection is my, anybody writing it down already? Awesome. Christ's resurrection is my resurrection too. That is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Now, verse 2, two things I'm bringing up. Number one, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. Feast, feast. Guys, to feast means to devour, to devour, to devour. Listen, if you spend too much time on social media, all right, and then 30 minutes on health and healing and you're battling sickness, that's not feasting. That is not feasting. Listen, you know, you got to give attention to this. If it's you need revelation on protection, revelation on direction, all right, sometimes if you need clarity on a matter, you shut down. Like seriously. Okay, you shut down. Feast, please, note the word. Feast is not just take a bite. Feast, devour, devour, devour. Get 10 scriptures, get 3 scriptures, get 1 scripture, and just talk it all through the day. Day 1, talk it through the day. Day 2, talk it through the day. Week 1, talk it through the day. And then you're devouring it. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts. I love this. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Please get this. There are too many realities on the earth calling for your attention, wanting to make you feel, oh, listen, you're going broke. Oh, listen, you're going to die. Oh, listen, nobody's going to marry you. Oh, listen, you're not going to have a baby. But feast, please. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Watch this last part. And not with the distractions of the natural realm. Remember what we said from Parable of the Sower? These thorns will distract you. The cares of this world. You want to meditate, you remember, oh, I need to worry about something. The deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things. That's why contentment helps you to have a clear head. All right, when you keep lusting and driving and lusting, you would win. You would have victories, but you'd also have hurts and heartaches and disappointment. Contentment, obviously, is not containment. Please, doesn't mean don't go for great things. Don't dream. No, dream big by all means. Go. Dream big, please, by all means. But do it within the confines of contentment. Shoot as God permits. Shoot, all right? But don't hurt yourself and don't allow things. Listen, don't pursue things that will take you away from spirituality. Your root is God's word. I love this. It says, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of this natural. And we're going to pick it up from here. I believe this blessed you. Glory, glory to God. I believe this is good. This is good. This is great. Once again, feast, please. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Let the word be your priority. Attend to my word. Incline your ear to my saying. Let it not depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. For day, my words are life to those that find them and health to all your flesh. Please, like I said at the beginning, share this. Let somebody like get blessed. Create a WhatsApp broadcast, if you don't mind, and share. All right, and maybe when more people respond, you know, okay, this one's really want more of it. Keep sharing. Let somebody get blessed. Let's spread the word. Thanks for joining again today. I look forward to us hanging out tomorrow. Have a beautiful, 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 blessed and glorious day. Yep, yep. Bye.
Close your eyes and sing it. You are beautiful.